two great grandstands to keep organized to report 5,000 blogs, and what do you get? We need to do something every day, rain or shine, here or abroad. Every once in a while, you need to take stock and evaluate whether your disciplined practice is a trivial habit, obsession, or deep rut with no excuse. I say this because I've been doing my daily keep organized report or blog, or whatever you or I might call it, a number. Today, as I write before dawn on December 5th, 2019, the number is 5,000. That's not a small number. Running at least 500 words of posting, that's more than 2.5 million words, and that's a lot of words as well. It's fair for any of you and me to ask whether I'm just talking to myself and a rat in my pocket, another voice in the wilderness, or there's a method behind all of this mess. We organize people, lots of people, so that they have a voice. In a small way, this is also my voice, so it matters to me and others who read or hear it. Some parts of the question are easy to answer now with the last 1,000 or more of these postings. There are also podcasts that are broadcast on a regular daily schedule on our radio stations and with our partners in Little Rock, New Orleans, Greenville, Nairobi, Flagstaff, Columbus, Dallas, and more. Then there's more outlets where people can stumble on them besides just on our organizational website. There's Facebook for sure, and even the terrible Twitter. At the same time, it's personal for me, something like a daily blogger of where I've been and a journal of what might be on my mind worth sharing. My blog has become part of the architecture of my day. We're yelling in a big wilderness, so. Asking Google, they took me to an even bigger number, saying there are over 600 million blogs in the world today out of over 1.7 billion websites. In the United States, there are more than 31 million active bloggers posting at least once per month. And according to data from AREF, people search Google for how to start a blog 121,000 times per month worldwide. If there were only one tongue wagging in that forest, did anyone hear it? Good question, but clearly we are not alone. Looking back, my first blog was written in Havana, Cuba on March 14, 2004. 15 years ago, giving my impressions from the fourth and the evening there. My 2000, in 2011, was in Cuba, Montana, where I was reading about the fight of the Jet season, and at a neighboring table, a couple said the big news was California. 3,000th was from Bristol, England, where I was bemoaning the obstacles to making the Affordable Care Act work in June 2014. My 4,000th saw me sharing a discussion of digital organizing tools and building mass movements on a cold January day in New Orleans in 2017. You get the picture. There's always something, and it's not boring. In the beginning, it wasn't every day, but gradually. Something that seems to count. It doesn't change, but it's another log on a fire, another light in the dark. Calls, letters, and press, and the subjects of these pieces, along with comments and reflections from friends and colleagues and others, gives it value. Working around the world over the last 15 years, one thing I've learned is that not everyone is allowed to have a voice. The opportunity is taken away in silence. Having a voice also matters if it's used, so bear with me until we truly are able to take it from here to there. In the meantime, I'll keep at it, so stick with me until we get there. Here's Ray Ramsey. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.